If you feel like your life is stuck in a rut, then this is the show for you. Welcome to Beyond the Rut, the weekly podcast about inspiring and equipping you to make your own path and live the life you've always dreamed of, Beyond the Rut. I'm one of your hosts, Jerry, and in just a moment, Brandon and Matt will be back as we continue our conversation about how to leverage time. In fact, this part of the conversation, we're talking about how what you're doing now is really investing in your future. Think about a cup of coffee. You drink a cup of coffee now, it doesn't kick in right away. It kicks in minutes and typically hours from now. Kind of the same thing, except you're doing activity, you're aiming for outcomes, you're impacting people's lives in the process. So we're talking about not today or now, as they say in Spaceballs. We're talking about the future, like in Back to the Future or some other time travel show, except you're doing it from now. Well, anyway, hopefully I haven't made you go cross-eyed, especially if you're driving, because that's not safe. But sit back and relax. Unless you are driving, then stay safe as we talk with Matt about not just leveraging your time, but planting seeds for the future. Here we go.
I love your concept for 2019, where you're doing less, but you're doing it better.
I realize that you know this. Yeah. It is my mantra for 2019. Every year I look for a short sentence or a single word that reminds me of what I need to focus on. And in this case, it's like, you know, do less better is really looking for, instead of spreading myself thin across many different tactics or different experiments, is like, no, go all in what, you know, you're passionate about, and find a way, instead of leaving the vehicle, you know, be a better driver instead of leaving the vehicle and looking for something else. So it's really about being a minimalist in your actions. And that means that you have to choose what works, and you have to choose what, you have to be aware as well of what works for you. So I'm a big fan of journaling, and that really helps me understand, okay, what do I remember from the last 24 hours? What really, you know, made my day special? And then I know what to do more of, right? And it's really good to reflect so that you can really understand what to do better. Yeah.
I love that concept of look at what worked, you know, and some of us, and I've certainly been guilty of this, you do the same things over and over again. And it's like, I really hate when this happens, or I hate this or whatever. This drains me rather than fuels me. And journaling can do that, because you can look back, you know, I did these five things that did not add value, neither to my life or somebody else's. I should not do those five things, but these two did. So let's focus on the two, not the five, and get better at these instead of your weaknesses.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of journaling. And what I started doing about a year ago is I create my own prompts. So what questions will help me change my actions, change my state, and really reflect on the things that I want to focus on. So my prompts may change every quarter, really depending on what I want to do. There's one I really like, which is, what could I have told myself this morning to make this day even better? And that just makes me think, like, I can teach my, you know, few hours ago self this thing.
I know every once in a while this floats around, you know, if you could write a letter to your younger self, what would you say? And this is really doing that on a practical basis, as, you know, tomorrow morning, this is what went wrong this morning. So today, do these things so tomorrow morning doesn't turn out that way. And sometimes it's as simple as, like, hey, go to bed at like 9. Don't stay up till midnight and watch Netflix, absolutely, you know, or eat this at 6. So when you do go to bed, you can go to sleep, or, you know, whatever it is. And you avoid some of those things. And even though we kind of know, here's what I did wrong, journaling really puts it kind of on paper and in front of you. These are the mistakes you made.
Yeah. And then if you find yourself saying the same thing over and over again, you know, on a regular basis, that, you know, you see that happening, and the next time you actually do it, you spot that pattern and say, I know what's going on. I'm going to go to bed, or I'm going to do this. And that's really good. It's pretty useful. Yeah.
It's cool how a journal becomes like your external brain. Like it's in your head. Mm. You think you can just take care of it whenever, but you really don't until you see it on paper from the outside looking in. It's like kind of like my kids in a way that, you know, I can pour out all kinds of wisdom to my children. They're both teenagers now, so very little gets through to them now. However, you know, the moment they hear the same thing from their best friend, same exact words, same message, they're like, hey, you won't believe what my friend just said.
Yeah, this was brilliant.
Exactly. And you're like, yeah, I've been saying that to you for years. So anyway, journal is kind of like that, though. The journal is like your teenage best friend saying the thing that your parents have been telling you forever that you finally get when you look back. You're like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I need to do that.
That is so true. I like that analogy a lot.
For some reason, we kind of justify our actions too. We will sugarcoat them, and it's like, well, in the morning, I'll just, you know, drink more coffee and then I'll be able to move faster, rather than look at the root cause. And the root cause is maybe you stayed out the night before too long, or what you ate or drank or whatever you did. You see these patterns in yourself in reality. You can't sugarcoat them and say, well, you know, it's really Matt's fault that I don't feel good today. It's like, well, wait a minute. What were my action steps to get here? And like you said, then you prevent that the next day. Hopefully, you know, this is what I need to do.
And it's not just like a Band-Aid, you know, saying like, yeah, I'll put off that problem for another day with, say, with more coffee. But the problem is still there. You know, eventually you will crash. But, you know, if you solve the root cause, it's like, okay, what can I do differently? Then that problem is gone. You no longer have to think about that. And you can move on to the next one, next challenge.
Right.
How have you seen your sense of ownership over your life change when you shifted this focus onto how you leverage time?
I think it is a big change, actually, because it is something that it's very fair. We all have 24 hours, you know, whereas if you look at other resources, it's very easy to find an excuse why it's not your fault. You can say, I don't have the resources. I don't know the right people. I don't have the right information. I don't have the right education. You can always find an external excuse, but even though, you know, common excuse is I don't have the time, really, we all have 24 hours, right? Yeah. So when you realize that there's no excuses, how do I use it to then generate, you know, the rest? How can I use them to generate the information I lack? How can I use my 24 hours to generate the right people and the connection that I lack in my life, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I think you're spot on. Is a big shift from like looking for excuses to like, how can I actually use this to repair those lacks? Yeah,
that's the biggest thing that I picked up from just hearing the two of you talk so far, is that when you have that focus on the time you have. And, you know, one thing that Brandon and I say a lot is, you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. You know, it's, you know, from a biblical sense, there is no guarantee that we'll wake up in the morning. You know, this might be the last day. So what do I do with it? And I run into so many people, though, that when they share with you their problems or the issue they face or the thing they want to do someday, it always seems to be somebody else's fault why they're no further than they were 4 years ago or 5 years ago. And, you know, the truth of the matter is, just as you guys have been saying, is it's not about what somebody else has done to you. It's not about the circumstances you've been handed. It's with the 1 hour I've got right now, what do I do with it? What's the outcome I want to have? What's the step I can take towards that? And I noticed with you, Matt, that a lot of things are about empowerment, the way you talk about your life and how you impact other people. It's that sense of empowerment. And I think when people make that shift into thinking about time as that resource that everybody has, it's equal. It has, like, Brandon's time is no more valuable than the amount of time I have. It's what we're doing with it.
I disagree.
Yeah, I know you do, but
yeah. And it's also the idea that we can't impact the past and we can't impact the present either, right? But this call that we're having right now, we decided to have it a few days ago. So in the past, right? So even if I decide, well, I'm going to drink a coffee now, right? It's going to take a few minutes for me to have it. So really I'm impacting my future. That's all I can do. I can't impact the present.
Yeah.
The results I have right now is what I've decided a few minutes, a few days, a few years ago, right? And so when you realize that our time is finite, but we are, you know, we have been given another day and, you know, hopefully many more after that, then we can use that to empower ourselves. And instead of saying, well, I don't have this, I don't have that, we can say, okay, this is my condition now, but I've created this in the past. What can I do to change my day, tomorrow, my year, next year, etc.?
And Brandon, you just had your third coffee reference this morning. So, I mean, that's got to say something.
Yes.
Which is funny because I don't drink coffee, but I'd say that all the time.
You should. No kidding.
So the name of the book, Matt, is How Being On Beyond the Rut Has Changed My Life. Talk a little bit about
it. I don't know. I don't think he's written that yet, but I think you're impacting the future.
I thought that's what it was called.
I believe it's Invest Your Time, Work Less, Achieve More, Master Your Life.
That's probably a better title.
It is Investor Tide. Yeah.
So what are you hoping people get from this book and how it impacts the world around you?
So really the journey of the book is to go from overwhelmed and how I call that time poor to being really effective and time rich. So, you know, of course we can't have more or less than 24 hours, but the idea is that time has no value per se. You know, we tend to think of time as, you know, it's got some sort of value, but if you spend an hour at the post office, or you spend 1 hour, I don't know, having dinner with your partner or a great friend, that 1 hour has, you know, they have very different value. One is really good, really valuable. The other one, you wish you didn't have to go to the post office. And so really is the value that you create with your time rather than value that comes from that time per se. And so the book really helps you to shed those things that are not helping you, that don't create value with your 24 hours, with your years. And then it takes you on a journey on how to actually do more of things that bring you more joy, more results, whether that's in business, in fitness, be more effective in your life. And then it takes it one step further and really teaches you a few tools to be even more effective, like what we were talking about earlier, using short deadlines or organizing your week so that you can really be in control of your time and generate more value and compress more experiences in your 24 hours.
So what do you say to somebody who says, but Matt, I'm not self-disciplined. I can't schedule my workouts and then make them happen because, you know, I'm supposed to start at 8 o'clock running, but nobody knows that. So how do I stick to some kind of schedule like that?
Yeah. Well, one of the chapters is actually about taking small actions. You know, very often when we want to change something, we go all in from 0 to 100. And then a week later, we're back to zero. But, you know, we're deflated. We don't believe in ourselves because we gave up. So actually, we are worse off than a week before because the results are the same, but now we feel bad as well. So really, it's about taking those small changes and realizing how much it actually impacts our life. It is difficult to see that impact on a daily basis. But when you look back a month, 3 months, a year later, the impact is incredible. And I'm sure we've all experienced that. When you change, you make like a small change and you keep it up every day, then, you know, the results are actually massive.
And I point that out to people at times because I like to run and that's just something I enjoy. But when somebody tells me I'm going to start running, you know, like 100 miles a week, it's like, okay, you're guaranteed to fail. You're not going to accomplish that. Run a quarter mile, run half a mile. Yeah. And try to get in like 4 miles this week. You know, don't push yourself to the point where you fail because then you give up. And I feel the same way about your time management. It's like, don't schedule every minute of every day from day one. Schedule 5 things that week you're going to do. And then once you get that in that second week, you don't have to go from zero to Matt. You know, it's like go little baby steps. And because you've been
doing this for
a long time. You didn't start yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. But when it comes to like soft skills, we think that, you know, it's okay to go from 0 to 100, right? And say like, I'm reading one book a year, now I'm going to read 20 books a year, and then you don't, right? But you would never walk into a gym for the first time in your life and squat 200 pounds because you know you get injured. You never go back to the gym. But you have.
I was like, I can.
and it's the same thing when it comes to like softer skills and habits, yeah.
What one thing do you think somebody needs to change today to kind of get on that journey, aside from getting on Amazon and ordering this book, get it sent to you, read it, because otherwise it's ineffective if you don't read it. But what's one thing that if somebody's listening to this right now, they're like, what could I do to at least wake up tomorrow morning and feel like I've got a little bit more control than I did the day before?
First step is make a list of the things that should be in your week, your priorities, and then make a list of what actually is in your week, what you're given time to. And most of the time, you'll be shocked at how different that looks.
Yeah.
And then the second step is you got to say no to some of those things in the second list you can make space for what's actually important to you.
People tell me, I don't have time to do this or do that. It's like, well, okay, let's make a list of what you do. Well, I saw every episode on Netflix of Game of Thrones or whatever it is. I don't know if that's on Netflix, but
yeah, it's HBO.
You know, and you realize you've spent 20 hours, or maybe it's just 4 hours. You know, I watched a baseball game. I watch baseball every day. Okay, well, that's 4 hours. Baseball's not bad, but your four-hour investment took you away from 30 minutes in the gym or just walking around your neighborhood or something.
Yeah.
So your priorities, but what you're actually doing are two different things.
Well, even just something more basic, like doing these lists, you know, what you want to accomplish this week versus what you actually have on your plate this week. There's probably somebody out there right now thinking, I don't even have time to do that. And the truth is, you can't afford not to have time to do that. If you took the time to do that, you will free up the time to do the things you want to accomplish and identify the things that you really don't need to spend your time on. It's kind of like people who tell us, because Brandon and I get this all the time, when we tell them that we have this podcast called Beyond the Rut, it's designed to help people identify and get out of the ruts they feel that they're stuck in life. And one of the common responses, I'm thinking of a particular friend of ours in general, actually specific friend of ours right now, he will tell us, he'll look us in the eye and say, oh man, that sounds so great. I just don't have time to listen to that. Yeah. And I'm looking at this guy and, you know, I can't hit him over the head because he's a foot taller than me and he's like massive. He was a Marine. And I'm looking at this guy though, and I'm thinking, wait a second. You commute to work 45 minutes each way every day, and you're telling me you have no time to listen to a podcast that will enrich your life. Even if you just listen to it one way and then ponder on the way back, I just gave you an hour and a half right there of productive growth.
Plus, people don't use the word ponder enough.
Ponder, yeah.
Everybody should ponder.
The word of the day is
ponder. That's true. Yeah. I like it. I like ponder.
It's like Sesame Street. Today's episode has been brought to you by the Lord. P for ponder. And number two.
And I like the idea that if you, you know, if you don't structure your time, if you're not intentional with your time, someone else will do it for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I just came across somewhere that said, if you don't have your own goals, you'll be used by somebody else to achieve theirs.
So, right.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah.
Thing is, too, it's kind of like how we eat. You know, we can say, well, I eat pretty healthy, but if you keep a record of exactly what you eat, you're going to find, well, wait a minute, maybe that's why I'm not in shape or losing weight. It's because when you really look at what's happening, just like your checkbook or anything else in life, how am I really spending my time? That, like you were saying with the journal, tells you, well, here's why I can't accomplish what maybe Matt is or you want to accomplish from somebody else. It's because you're spending your time doing less than what you really think you are. And that's why I love that new concept of, you know, do less, but do it better. You know, focus on the things you really care about and let all that other stuff go. You know, I don't watch Game of Thrones, and so I can't participate in any of those conversations, but I'm okay with that because I've not wasted 2 years of my life or however long that show's been on doing that. And that's fine. Nothing wrong with people doing that. That's just not my priority, so I don't care about it.
And a key thing with that Matt said, and I'm saying this mainly because I want to show off that I've been paying attention. So you do need that downtime. And something that Matt mentioned earlier, if it's not part one, it was in this one, it was having structured, unstructured time. You know, so building in those blocks where you can diffuse, you can let loose and enjoy the time you've got around you. So, just balancing that out in case somebody thinks you've got to, you know, somehow have misunderstood us and saying, oh, I've got to structure every little minute of the day. No, we're not saying that.
Oh, no. And it's also knowing what works for you. So if Game of Thrones is not for you, it doesn't give you as much joy as something else, well, then don't do it. There's no, you know, one size fits all. But for other people, that might be an incredible way to spend, you know, a couple of hours or whatever. And that's great.
Watch the OA instead.
What is that?
Never mind.
Oh. I do watch basketball, baseball, stuff like that. So I'm definitely for wasting time in front of the TV. But yeah, know what you're doing. That journaling concept of why didn't I accomplish stuff yesterday, or why am I tired, or why are people mad at me? If you journal, then you'll be able to see some of the contributing factors there. And maybe you don't remove them. I get people are mad I wasted 3 hours, but I'm going to do that again tomorrow because that brings me joy. That's totally okay. Like you like to go hiking and, you know, be gone for a few days. That's totally okay. Just You own that. You invest. That's what I love about the book is you invest. You're not just spending your time. And to change that, I don't know what you call it, that phrase that we use, well, I'm spending time at home or I'm spending time, change that thinking to invest. Mm-hmm. This is how I'm investing my time instead of just spending it.
Yeah. And at the same time, you know, when you invest your time, you change the possibilities you have in the future. So it's such a big mindset shift. And also when it comes to wasting time, on the other hand, I think that there's no way to waste time unless you're doing something that you intentionally don't want to do. And why would you do that? Because if you want to spend 2 hours in front of Netflix or, you know, of Game of Thrones, that's what you want to do. That's great. It's not a waste of time, right? But if you are spending 2 hours with your spouse, but your mind is at the office, well, that's a waste of time, right?
If your mom makes you, then, you know, that's a waste of time. But sometimes, no, you have to do what your mom says. So, Matt, if people want to learn about you and learn what you do and how maybe they can connect with you and learn more about not only the book, but your coaching and some of the other things you do, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can find me on timezillionaire.com. I share like my tips and more about my coaching on it as well. And then they can find me on social media at Matt Sandrini. If there's one takeaway from this show, I'd love if, you know, our listeners could share that with me on social media. That would be great to hear. And the book, Invest Your Time, is out on Amazon and Audible. And you can find a free chapter at timezillionaire.com/chapter.
And what was your home address for people that just want to stop by?
No one's ever going to fall for that, man.
You never know. If you're ever in London, give him a call. He'll let you stay over.
No, just knock.
Yeah, just knock. He's got a free Airbnb. You can stay with him and hang out, you know. So you're going to come to the States eventually. We're going to have you in Texas, and we're going to get to hang out and enjoy some tacos. But you can also find Matt on Twitter. He's usually all over the place there and asking questions and kind of challenging people and stuff like that and the way they think. So look him up, get in touch, and find out how you can just learn from him. Not necessarily, maybe you don't need direct coaching, but you can just learn from some of the things he's doing and definitely get the book, because learning how to invest your money is less important than investing your time, because time is finite. You can't make more of it. So thanks, Matt, for joining us and coming on today. And if you're listening to this in early April, the book's out. Go get it. And if you're listening to this later on in life, then
the book is still out.
So go get it and get you a copy. And then definitely give him feedback. Let him know what you learned. Let him know that, you know, something that benefited you or even something maybe you didn't like. Let's start the conversation and see what we can do better next time, or he can do better next time. So thanks a lot, Matt, for joining us.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for tuning in. My pleasure.
If you like everything you heard in this episode, be sure to check out the show notes at beyondtherut.com/174. There you'll find links to Matt's books, plus his website, and learn information about how he can coach you to get the most out of your time every single day. We're so glad you joined us, and always the best way you can support our show, other than sending a really fat check for $1 million, is to share our episodes with a friend, a family member, a coworker, anybody you think would actually get some value out of this episode or any of our episodes from the past. That's the best way you can support our show. We're so glad you joined us this week, and we look forward to connecting with you again next week on another episode of Beyond the Rut. Until then, go live life beyond the rut. Take care.